We were in the middle of Terra Kufa in Zion, and we put them around the Chelot Aleph. Is it there?
Yeah.
And Rav Enizal, this Torah, by the way, was said at the Vorspiel of one of Rav Enizal's daughters, Rav Enizal's daughter Miriam, when she was getting married. The Shabbos before, they have a Vorspiel, which is like a party in celebration. Brought that Rav Enizal was in tremendous simcha that Shabbos. It was also Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Rav Enizal was in tremendous simcha and he danced a lot. And at Shalashudas, he had Shalashudas with all of his Talmidim, and the Shalashudas, they said, was carried on with unusual simcha. Usually Rav Enizal kept things more serious, and this time he was in tremendous simcha, and he mentioned this item because that day he had drunk wine, which he usually didn't do to that extent. He drank extra wine because of the simcha, the wedding that was going to take place. So Rav Enizal said at that time that a tzaddik has the power with a drink of wine to be able to be mechaper avonais, to be able to forgive for sins. And this is what we discussed last week, the whole concept of Ayem Rashem Salachti Kidvarecha, being Rosh Etevis Kaisi, that with his kais, He's Meichel Avainais, because we showed how Zocha Naseh Reish. If a person drinks wine, if he's Zocha, it becomes Reish. Reish is Meichin, Chachma, Ve'ish Chacham Yechaprena. Chacham has the power to forgive. And if you recall, we mentioned last week that Yayin draws its oil, draws its power from the seven Yuds of Oven Sog, which correspond to the letters Yud and K of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We explained all of that. And Rabbi Nizal had touched on the fact that Yud Kei, just a second, Rabbi Nizal mentioned the words Ha'umnam Ilaim Tzedek Tedaberun Shenaseh Ha'umnas Ilaim, that when there is a Bechin of a Pigam, the Umnas, which means the work of Hashem, becomes Ilaim, becomes silent, lacking in Dibur, there's something missing. And it, how do you fill the vacancy? How do you fill the chesaron? When Elaim is filled with Yud Kei, it becomes Elikim, it becomes Malchus, Bishlemus, it becomes a Shalem item. And Rabbi Nizal said, Ki Yud Kei Heim HaMeichin, the letters Yud Kei stand for Meichin, Vezet Toli B'Shmiras HaBris, Meichin, purity of Meichin is Toli in Shmiras HaBris. And Rabbeinu Zal proved that from the Shiftei Ka Eidus Yisrael, that when the Torah wants to establish the purity of Tikkun HaBris of Bnei Yisrael, Hashem added the letters Yud Kei to each one of their names. As we mentioned before, the expression is Zera Kodesh, Siluka de Yisoida ad Abba Vima, that Yisoid reaches up to Chachma and Bina. As Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Vav is hooked up to the Yud Kei. The Vav, which is Yisoid, Tikkun HaBris, is hooked up and Mashpi, you know, it affects the Yud Kei, the Meichin. Then we mentioned that Rabbi Nizal also made reference in this Torah. By the way, this whole Torah, as you can see, is not written the way Rabbi Nizal said it. This is Rosh Prokim. This is small notes that people wrote down, that Rabbi Nizal wrote down, on what Rabbi Nizal said. Obviously, he wasn't Zecha to write down the whole Shir in neat, consecutive form, the way he was Zecha to write over other Torahs. He just has Rosh Prokim here, which we have to try to pick up bits and pieces and be able to put it together as best as we can. So Rabbi Nizal also made reference to the topic of Kaddish, the saying of Kaddish, because Rabbi Nizal that Shabbos had stopped saying Kaddish for his mother. So Rabbi Nizal references the words Bi'olma Divro Chiruse V'yamlech Malchusei, the world which Hashem created according to His Ratzon, V'yamlech Malchusei, and Hashem's kingdom should be extended. And Rabbi Nizal ties in the word Ratzon and Malchus, because Ratzon Hashem Adam Zehu Kvaydai. How do you give a person respect? By fulfilling his wish, by doing his bidding. That's Ratzon, which is Kavoid, and Kavoid is Melech, V'yavoy Melech HaKavoid. So Rabbi Nizal said that the Iker Malchus of Hashem is through Ratzon, by fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem. And by being Mevatel, our own Ratzon completely, and only wanting what Hashem wants. Now, interesting to note, Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal, Pap Reis L'Chachma, mentions a little bit different from what we said last week, that Rav Nosson Zal says. He mentions about this concept, if that's the case, then how do we daven to Hashem? If we're supposed to be satisfied with whatever Hashem does for us, then why do we say, Hashem, give me parnasa? I should be willing to accept whatever I'm given. He mentions the fact that when a person davens, the Gemara uses a term in Pirkei Avos, "Asei Ritzeincha Kiritzeinoi, Kidei Sheyaseh Ritzeinoi Kiritzeinecha." When you daven, you have the power, kaviyachol, to make the will of Hashem be in favor of yourself. Because we find, as a fact, the Torah says, why did Hashem make the Avos HaKadoshim lacking in children? Why? Because Hashem wanted specifically that they should daven. Hashem loved their tefillah, and with the tefillah to fill the gap. So we see kaviyochel, a concept where Hashem wants us to be mishane what seems to be his rotzlin. He seemed to want them not to have children. He wanted them to daven to make his actual rotzlin come into completion, which is through that tefillah. So when we daven, we actually clarify the rotzlin of Hashem, or we create the rotzlin of Hashem, as the pasuk says, "Ritzayin yireyav yaseh." Hashem fulfills the rotzlin of those who fear Him. Note, "Ritzayin yireyav yaseh." He creates this rotzlin. Yireyav is isha yiras Hashem hitisrael. The concept of tefillah. With tefillah, we have a power to create kaviyochel a good rotzlin of Hashem, a favorable rotzlin towards us. We say, Imre fi retzei no Hashem. Hashem should want our words. Yihu l'rotzayin imre fi. That whole concept. Or v'yihu no amoreinu l'rotzayin lefnei adayim koel. Our words should become the rotzayin of Hashem. In other words, the literal interpretation is, our words should be bavilik. In other words, should be accepted by Hashem. But if you look at the literal translation, v'yihu no amoreinu, our words should become L'rotzayin, should become the rotzayin of Hashem. Okay, then Rabbeinu Zal, yeah?
Rabbeinu Zal, think I saw some tricky elbows?
Yes. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, now we had left off by the words Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmei Rabba, which is on page 249 of the Big Likud Morans. Just about 15 lines from the end. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the words of Kaddish, Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shemei Rabba. Rabbeinu Zal says the word Yiskadal is actually a combination of two words, Tagi Dal. Tagi means the crown of Hashem. Dal has become impoverished. Each and every Jew makes up the Malchus of Hashem. If there are 600 Jews, Hashem is a Jew of 600, Hashem is a king of 600 units. If there are 700 Jews who accept to do the bidding of Hashem, the rotzayin of Hashem, they are mamlech Hashem, Hashem becomes a melech over 800. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, when a Jew passes away, what has happened? Kaviyochel, the crown of Hashem has become diminished. It's become smaller. It's become impoverished. Tagi dal. The word yiskadal means that the crown of Hashem has become poor. Shehu tagi. Tagi means keser, the crown. Dal, Bechinas Yaakov. Dal refers to Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Ekev. He refers to the bottom of the foot. Bechinas Dal, the concept of a poor person who's very low, downtrodden. Ubechinas, okay. So Ekev is the concept of Dal, the concept of Yaakov. Ubechinas Yisrael, Ubechinas Tagi. Yisrael is an Indian of the crown, the Keser. Why was he given the name Yisrael? Because he showed his rulership over a malach. He showed that he was superior to a malach. He sarred over a malach. He ruled over a malach. Now note, can anybody give me any more clarification? Yaakov refers to Dal, which is the malchus, Ekev. Yisrael refers to, Rabbeinu Zal says here, Bechinas Tagi, Keser. How do we know that Yisrael is Keser?
You're right.
Li Roish. Roish refers to the Moichen, Keser. How do we know that Yisrael is Keser? The crown. The Roish. What does that say about Keser?
Then you have
Pe'er. Pe'er Chavu, possibly. The concept of the Kisrei de Malka, the Tefillin, are called Yisrael HaShebechoes Pe'er. Yisrael is the Pe'er. Pe'er HaChavu Shalach refers to the Tefillin, which are called Kisrei de Malka, the crown. Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. Rabbi Zal once said, what's Taich Li Roish? When Rabbeinu Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal brings the Talmud Gemara that Yisrael is Li Roish. What's Taich? One of the Mekubalim brings the fact that you'll observe. In other words, we say that the Am Yisrael are the top. They are the head of all the other nations. They are the head of creation. The Roish, the main item within creation. Where do we see this? Where was everything created from? From the Eser Sphirais, from the 10 Midais of Hashem. If you'll study the Eser Sphirais, you'll observe Keser, Chachma, Bina. Note, what did Rabbi Zal say in this morning's halacha shir about the 10 spheroids? Gedula is Chesed. Right. Keser, Chachma, Bina. Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayit, Yisrael, Malchus. The first letters of the 10 spheroids are Begimachia Yisrael. Exactly. Showing that Yisrael is the Roshei Tevois. Roshei Tevois means the first letters, the first, the Rosh, the Keser. They are the crown of the 10 spheroids, the top of the 10 spheroids. Of the word Keser, they're the Chaf. Of the word Chachma, they're the Ches. And Gedula is the substitute for Chesed, or the word Yisrael with the five letters is Begimachia, the Rosh Tevis of Keser Chachma Bina, Chesed Gevura. In other words, you either substitute a Gimel, which is three, or if you use the Ches for Chesed, it's Yisrael with the five letters. And I remember Rebbe Zal gave a whole explanation as to why. I have it written down, I don't remember offhand. He gave an explanation as to why Yisrael with the letters is Chesed, without the letters is Gedula. I don't remember. But in any case, that, huh?
From
no, I don't remember. He said from one of them, Kobalim, I don't remember. But in any case, in other words, you see how an item like that, you know that this line is a little easier to digest. It's better. Yisrael is Tagi. Yisrael is Keser. One. Next. Note. I'll go one better. I'll go one spectacular. Keser is Esrim, right? We mentioned the letter Chof. The letter Chof stands for Keser because Esrim, the number Esrim, is Begimatria Keser. Why? Why 20? Why should 20 be Keser?
10 down, 10 up.
This the Sifra Kabbalah bring the Arizal explains the fact that the light of Keser, the bigger the Rebbe, the more his power to shine to a lower Talmud. The light of Keser is so great that it reaches all the way down to the Malchus and its Chayzer, or Yoshar or Chayzer. Rabbi Arizal brings that concept. So Esrim is Begimatria Keser. What's another way of saying Esrim, 20? 20 is actually 2 times 10. Where do we find the concept of Esrim, 20% or 2 times 10? Staka. Aser ta aser, eskol tu asarecha. Aser ta aser, aser is 10, ta aser is 10. Which is Kesa, the concept of Chaimish, that's where we learn out the base for a Chaimish, for 20%. From Aser to Aser, the Sforum bring a remez there that refers to twice Meiser, which means a maximum of a Chaimish. Aser to Aser is Begimatria Yisrael. You remember we once said, the Zohar Kodesh says that Aser to Aser is Begimatria 1,540, Yisrael is Begimatria 540 and 1. One is Aleph, one is Aleph. Note again a proof that Yisrael is Keser. Yisrael is Keser.
Aser Taser is 1,540?
Exactly.
So that was
the because Aser Taser, 10 and 10.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
That's the whole concept of Keser.
How is it that Yisrael is even actually the Rosh Tevis of the 10 Spheroids?
Right.
How does that prove that it's Keser, which means Keser is
Roshei Tevois.
Okay.
Ele Roshei Vesavoisum, the crown. These are the Yidden are the crown of the 10 spheres. They are the Rosh, the Haskel, the beginning, the Keser.
Listen, when Keser is connecting with the Malchus, is it going through Zerampin the Ferris?
Exactly.
It's like a bypass, it's going through.
Usually it's going through, of course.
Would the reason be that the light would be too powerful if it bypassed then?
I don't know. In other words, I know that this is the way it goes usually. The light travels down from the 10 Midos of Hashem. Okay, let's continue. So that's Tagidal. Tagidal refers to the concept of Yisrael and Yaakov. Both Yisrael and Yaakov. V'yiskadash, the word V'yiskadash, stands for the concept of Tikkun HaBris. The word V'yiskadash is actually the Vav, which stands for Tikkun HaBris. The remaining letters are Tuf Kuf Shakai. The Milui of Shakai, Shin, spelled out is Shin Yud Nun, so that the Milui is 60. The Yud Nun is 60. Dalit, the Milui is Lamed and Tuf of Dalit. Lamed and Tuf is 430 plus 60 was 490. Yud, the Yud of Shakai, is Yud Vav Dalit. The Milui is 10. 490 is 500. So the word Yiskadash is actually Shakai plus its Milui, which is 500. Shakai plus its milo, which is 500. If you recall, we mentioned many times the whole concept of Tikkun HaBris is the Yichud of Chosin VeKala, the concept of combining Pru or Revu, Prey or Reve. I think it's the one, just a second. Prey or Reve is 285, and 6 is 291, 491, and 7 is 498. Right. Prey or Reve with the two words is Bigimatria 500, showing this concept of the Shlemus of the Ramach Evarim of the male and the Reish Nun Beis Evarim of the female, getting up to a total of 500. The concept of Tikva Tuf Kuf brought about through the Yichud of Vav and Kei, you know, the Chosin Kara. Okay, so this concept of 500, that's the Miloy of Shakai, which symbolizes total Shlemus of Tikkun HaBris. Mole means full. Full Shakai means full Tikkun HaBris. Rabbo, Yiskadal, Vyiskadash, Shemei. Rabbi Nizal doesn't mention here. We're gonna explain soon. Shemei is Shame, Yud K. Rabbo, Rabbi Nizal says, refers to the Be'er. The Be'er, the well of Kedusha. Umasbia lechol chay rotzayim, and Rabbi Nizal says that Hashem fills, masbia, sviya means fills out each living person with rotzayim. Hashem is mashbia to each and every person rotzayim. Period. Next. Rabbi Nizal writes, kol elu hadvorim loy nichtavu mehem kiyem roshei prokim. All of these items, unfortunately, we weren't zeicha to write more than just Russia, you know, a little bits and pieces about it. Ki b'shas amiras elu hadvorim ha'meiroim. Because at the time that Rabbi Nizal said these awesome items, le'zachinu she'ivarim lanu heitev kidakei tamin. We weren't zeicha that Rabbi Nizal should explain it well to us as he usually did. Rak omrim b'mehirus, Rabbi Nizal said it very quickly. Bederech remez bialma. In other words, obviously Rabbi Nizal did not want to explain this. He just wanted to throw out hints, and each one would understand it to the best of, according to how well you understand the background to this, that's how well you understood how everything were tied together. Verimez lanukan kol hakavone shel kadish hamvorim bekavonas harizal v'kanal. Rabbi Nizal in this Torah hinted to all the kavones of kadish that the Arizal quotes in the Pri Etz Chaim, as we said previously. Ve'ein itonu yoidea admo, Rav Nosazal says, we don't know anything at all about Bira Hadvorim Leila. We know nothing about the explanation of these words, Rav Nosazal's words in this Torah. Period. Item number one. Rav Nosazal on the Likutei Moharan tapes, for this Torah, he says that, you know, now we're going to try our best to discuss, to explain a little bit what the Arizal says in the Sein Kavanas Kaddish, to give a little understanding as to what's going on there, and then you try to put that together with the items that Rabbi Nizal mentions in this Torah about wine, referring to Yud K, the Tikkun of Yud K, the Mechen. What are we talking about, this whole concept? He mentions that the word Yiskadal is Tagi Dal. The word Tagi refers to the Gimel Miluim of the Shem Ekya. We know that Hashem's name Ekya, Aleph K Yud K, can come in three different forms, either as Kuf Samach Aleph, 161, or Kuf Nun Aleph, 151. Note, we're talking about when you fill out Ekya, Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, K, the Hey can be spelled either Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. That's what makes the determination here. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Sometimes. And the second hey is also hey aleph, hey hey, or hey yud, whatever the first one was. So the three gematrios that this comes out to is kuf samach aleph, which is 161, kuf nun aleph, which is 151, kuf mem gimel, which is 143. These three, now note, this gematria 161 is the whole thing. It's the ekya, the aleph, hey yud, k, plus its letters filled out, which means if you subtract those, we want only the milui part, not the beginning, not the ekyeh. So the milui of Kuf Samach Aleph, 161 minus 21 is 140. 151 minus 20, 21, I'm sorry, is 130. And 143 minus 21
is
122, which gives you a total of 392. That's the 140, 130, and 122. In other words, just the miluim of Ekia, the three miluim of Ekia is 392. Plus, in other words, we only want to figure in the Ekia once. You understand? We want to figure in Ekia, 21, plus its three miluim, its three forms. 392 plus 21 is 413, which is Begimatria Tagi. So that when we refer to the crown of Hashem, the Keser, Rav Elazar said in Torah Vav that the Keser is Ekye, right? I will be, that's the Keser. So we see that Tagi, which means crown, is actually Ekye with its three miluim. That's item number one. Dal, the word Dal, that's also the name of Hashem Ekye in a different form. That's called the Soid HaChiluf, where we exchange, we take the letters that follow Ekye. What comes after Aleph? Beis. What comes after Hey? Vav. What comes after Yud? Chaf. What comes after Hey? Vav again. You have Beis Vav, Chaf Vav. Beis Vav, Chaf Vav, which is Bigimatria Dal. So this word Yiskadal, which is actually Tagidal, refers to the three miluim of Ekye, plus the chiluf of Ekye, which is Dal. Now note, this name of Hashem, Beis Vav Chaf Vav, is also, Maruma's note, coincidence. This morning's halacha shir, we say, when do you give tzedakah? V'ata Moshel, Bakoil, u'biyadcha, koyach u'gvura. The first letters of Bakoil, u'biyadcha, koyach u'gvura, are Begimatria, Beis Vav, are Beis Vav Chaf Vav, which is this name of Hashem, Dal. Dal means poor. That's the time when we're misaken the Dal, we are Ezer Dal, we give tztoka, that's how we're misaken this Dalus, this poverty of the Malchus. You understand? When we say, V'yata Moshe, Bakoel u'biyotcha koyach u'gvura, that's the Seir HaChiluf of the Shem Ekir. That's number one. Yiskadash, the word V'yiskadash, we had explained, the Vav represented the concept of Yisoy, Tikkun HaBris. The remaining letters were Tav, Kuf, and Shakai, which is Shakai plus its Mili, which together gives you 814.
Which Vav?
Oh, V'Yiskadash. Then we have the word Shemei, which the Arizal says is actually two words. It may be heightened and made holy. Shemei is Shem Yud K, the name of Hashem Yud K. Meaning, we want to elevate the letters Yud-K for what purpose? What do we want to do with the letters Yud-K? We want to use the letters Yud-K to be misaken the Elaim. You recall, Rav Elazar mentioned in this Torah, Ha'umnam Elaim. The umnus, the maisim of Hashem of the day. That's Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Shem Yud-K. How are we going to elevate? Which name of Hashem that has the Yud-K in it do we want to elevate? The name Elekim. How are we going to elevate it? How are we going to elevate it? Because that's the name of Hashem, which is Nechsar. Elekim is Malchus. Velekim Malki Mikedem. When a person passes away, there becomes a Chisoin in the Malchus, in the Elekim. We want to be Mashlim that by the saying of Kaddish. We're going to say Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabo, and we're going to elevate, we're going to be Mesakim the Elim. When a person is an Ovel, he's silent, right? The Shulchan Aruch says he's quiet, he finds it hard to talk, he can't talk. You're not allowed to start talking to him until he says something first. That's the Bechin of Elaim. We want to be Mesakin the Elaim by bringing into it the oil of Yud-K. What is Yud-K? The Meichin. How many Meichin are there altogether? We generally talk about three Meichin, but in actuality, Al Pisoid, there are six Meichin. There are Gimel Meichin the Abba, and Gimel Meichin de Imo. There are three Meichin of Abba, of the father Kaviyachel, and three Meichin of Imo, of the mother Kaviyachel, Yud and K, which means a total of six. And this is why we find that, six times Elikim, in other words, when we bring the Oyer of the Gimel Meichen of Chachma and the Gimel Meichen of Bina into Elikim, we are actually punching out six times Elikim. Six times Elikim, six times 86.
Is it 516?
Is 516. Is Begimatria the first letters of Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shemei Rabo. Yud Vav Shimresh Yesher, which means righteousness, Mishpot Din, is Begimatria six times Elikim, which means taking Elikim and purifying it, perfecting it, via all six measures, the Gimel Meichen the Abba and the Gimel Meichen the Ima. That gives us the result of Yesher, Yudvav Shin Reish, which is these six times Elikim.
But isn't that included within the... This is on Shemei?
No. This is in the first letters of Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Shemei Rabba. In other words, saying we're going to heighten it by Shem Yud K. We're going to take the letters Yud K, we're going to use that to fix up these six Elaines. You understand? We're going to take Elaine and correct it using all six lights. The light of the Gimel Meichen twice for Abba and for Ima. That's going to give us a total of six times Elikim, which is Begimatria Yud Vav Shin Reish Yiskadal Yiskadash Shmei Rabba.
Okay, because it's Elaine Yud K?
Exactly. Now the Arizal says that the Meichen of Abba, in actuality, are Havayis. When we talk about these Meichen of Abba, we said we refer to them as Yud K, but actually they are called Yud K Vav K. Whenever we talk Bechlal, Chachma, the name of Hashem for Chachma is Yud K Vav K, right? Bina is Ekya, and so on and so forth. So the Arizal says that that's why the last letters, now we go to the last letters of Yiskadal, Vyiskadash, Shemei Rabba, the last letters are Lamed, Shin, Hey, Aleph, which are Begimatria 336, which is Begimatria 3 times Yud Kei Vav Kei and 3 times Elikim. In other words, this Hamtoka Sadin, how are we doing it? We're taking Elikim as Din. How do we sweeten Elikim? You put it together with a Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Chesed, sweetens the Din of Elikim. We do it 3 times for the Gimel Meichen of Abba, the Gimel Meichen of Abba, that gives us Shelov. Shelov Hoisi Vayiparparaini. Shelov means at peace. I was at peace. At peace means a concept of having sweetened the din. Din means, you know, rivalry, tension. Shelov means peaceful. The last letters of Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmirabo, symbolize the Hamtoka Sadin that's done when you have 3 Havayos, Mamtik, 3 Elikims. Shin, Lamed, Vav.
So it would be like the concept of husband and wife, 3 from a male and 3 from
Kaviyocha. 100%. Okay, next. When we say Amen, Yehei, Shmei, Rabbo, what are we saying? Amen, Yehei, Shmei, Rabbo, what are we saying? The Arizal says, this is all, by the way, Rebbe said, this is all notes that I had from eight years ago to whenever it was, when I wrote down the notes from that Likud Imran tape that Rebbe Zal gave the shiur on that time. We say, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lelo Amaya. By the saying of Amen, what do we accomplish? Amen is actually Yud K in all its forms. Yud K, we said, you have the 3 Havaya Ismamtik, the 3 Elikins. Yud K in its 3 forms is Yud Vav Dalet Ke Yud, Yud Vav Dalet Hey Hey, Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph. Yud Vav Dalet is 20, Hey Yud is 15, 20 and 15,
35.
Yud Vav Dalet Hey Hey, 20 and 10, 30 is 65. Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph, 26 is 91. That's the side of Amen. When we say Amen, we're concentrating on the tikkun of 3 times Yud K, 3 times the Meichen, Yehei, via Yehei. What is Yehei? The letters Yehei, Yud, Hey, Aleph, those are the 3 Milois. Hey, Yud, Hey, 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 Aleph. Amen, we're going to generate an Amen via Yehei. And by doing that, Shemei Rabba, the Shem Yud Kei, is going to become Rabba. It's going to become extended, heightened to its highest level.
The three
Nilois. We said it's Yud Vav Dalet Kei Yud.
Right.
Yud Vav Dalet Kei Kei. Yud Vav Dalet Kei Aleph. Now the Arizal says, the Moichen of Imo come in what form? Imo is Nukva. Imo is Nukva. How does the Hamtoka take place there? We take Yud Kei Vav Kei. We take Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we use it. We use a Yud Kei Vav Kei against... just a second. We said we had the Omein, which was generated by the three times Yud Kei. Omein Yehei. Generate... that's Shem Yud Kei. That's on the side of Abba. Once we have that, that added on to Imo becomes Rabba. Why? What is Rabba? Rabba is the combination of Omein, 91, this concept of Yud Vav Dalet Kei Yud, Yud Vav Dalet Kei Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet Kei Kei, plus Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Ekye Adni. Ekye is Imo, Ekye is Nukva, 21, Adni Malchus is also Nukva. Yud Kei Vav Kei, when added to Ekye and Adni, is Bigimatria 112. Yabaik, the Shem Yabaik. That combination, the Shem Yabaik plus the Omein, is Bigimatria Rabba. So we say Omein is the first item that's generated, this 91 that's generated via the three times Yud Kei, which is Yehei, in its three forms. That leads to Shemei, the Shem Yud Kei, gets heightened to the Madrega of Rabba, which is the two Yichudim of the three forms of Yud Kei, plus Yud Kei Vav Kei and Ekye Adni, that combination. And that was the whole item. That was the whole explanation that Rabbi Zal gave to clarify a little bit the Soid Kavonos Kaddish, as the Arizal explains it. What Kavonos, what Yichudim take place when a person says this Tefillah of Kaddish? You see how each word there is designed al pi Soid to accomplish tremendous items. Now note, just a second. Rabbeinu Zalman spoke in this letter about Ha'omnom Ilein Tzedek Tedaberim. He spoke about the Tikkun of the Moichin Yud Kei, the Yud Kei going into the Ilein. He spoke about the side of Yayin, which we said draws its light from Yud Kei, from Oven Sel. All of these items are obviously related to this side Kavonis Kaddish. How exactly? Rabbeinu Zalman says Ve'inu Tani Yadei Admor. We don't really understand exactly what Rabbeinu Zalman is.
What was Rabba again?
Rabba was the combination where when you have, just a second, the Arizal says that Rabba is generated via the Oyer coming from the Moichen of Ima, which come from Ekye and extend down to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It comes from Ekye, which is Ima, and extends to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is called Nukva, the Ze'er Anpin. So you have a Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is hitting Ekye and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which gives you a total of 112. That's branch one. Then you have the Yichud of... second. Then you have Ze'er Anpin becoming Nisyached with Nukva de Ze'er Anpin. You have Yud Kei Vav Kei regular becoming Nisyached with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So it's Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Ekye Adni and Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Adni. That's Bigimatria Rabba.
When you say Machen, you mean Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we... Huh?
Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Right. That Rabba is the combination... Just a second. Let's try it again. Right. Vayedei hamshachas hamoichin shel imo sheboim mishem ekye. By drawing the moichin of imo, which come from shem ekye. Now remember, we said moichin is yud kei vav kei. We're talking about a yud kei vav kei that comes from ekye. Vayordin ad nukva de zerampin and goes down to nukva de zerampin, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, which comes from Ekye and goes down to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's 112. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ekeh, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Correct. No, definitely not. That's one branch, one tree. That's one item. Venis Yachtin, Venis Chabrim, Zeranpin, Imnukvada Zeranpin, and Zeranpin, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei also, becomes attached to Nukvada Zeranpin, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Those are the two Yehudim that make up Rabbah. But this is the way Rabbi Zal will explain it related to this. If you recall this, in Hanukkah, we had once explained there, why did we explain it over there? There was something that was also Begimatria Rabbah there. I don't recall exactly what it was. No, there was the same thing, sure. We was talking about a combination, talking about Regel, Atshichla Regel Minashuk, Atshichla Regel Minashuk, and there also it was Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elikim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, going down. Here the Elikim is left out. So Rabbah, in actuality, is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ekeh, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, in this context.
It's not that you take the name and add it to these.
No, although, in other words, when I wrote it down at the time, it seems, just a second, no. It seems that those are two. When I started saying it now, I started putting them together. But I see here that I have a comma here. No, it's meaning that those are two separate items. Omein, Yehei, Shemei is one. Then comes Rabbo, which is a whole total different picture. Rabbo is giving you the picture of the Yemoichen of Imo coming via Ekeh, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, being Nesiachid with the Yemoichen of Zerampin, being hooked up with Nukva de Zerampin. That's what gives you this Be'er of Kedusha. Now, what this is exactly and what this does, obviously we don't understand. Obviously, the more we get to understand about all of these sayers, what Meichen Abba means, what Meichen Ima means, all of these things, the more we understand, the more we'll get to understand the whole total picture. But whatever we can get out of this is profit, period.
This is not the
Rabbah's
name came from
Rabbah. Right, right. Rabbah, the words Rabbah is spelled the exact same way as Rabbah.
Did he explain how he got the name? Or just Hashem made it that way?
He mentioned that he represented this Yichud in heaven, this combination of these names of Hashem. Each one of the Tanum, by many Tanum, it's brought this Rabbi Yaisi. Yaisi is beginning.
So isn't Rabbah an Amorite?
Yes, yes. I mean Tanum and Amorim. Rabbi Yaisi, Yaisi is Begimatria Elikim. Rabbi Yochanan, there are different proofs that are brought by each one that they represent the actual names of Hashem.
This is,
in
like the names of Hashem, with the highest name of Hashem in the context you talk about being Shem Yahweh?
Rabbi Zal said that's called Shmo Shlim. In the Zohar Kodesh, whenever it mentions Shmo Shlim, Hashem's name, Bishleimus, it's talking about Hashem's name Yahweh. Although we see there are names that seem to contain more than that, Yahweh plus, that's called Shmo Shlim though.
What is the Shem Yahweh?
Huh?
What is the Shem Yahweh?
Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Elikim, or Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Ekeh Avni, which is also Elikim. It's another form of Elikim. Baruch Hashem. See, this just shows you obviously that there's more to davening than we know about. You understand all of these things. It's not that somebody sat down with a calculator and figured this out. This was designed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah with his Ruach HaKodesh. There are things generated when we say these words that we're not even aware of. You know, the tzirufim, the combinations of the Rosh HaTevois and the Seifei Tevois and the different things that go on, which when we daven betmimus and we're not machaving these things at all, we're just machaving perish amilois, all of these items happen automatically. Period. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kufayin. What time do we start? At 5:30. We'll learn about another 15 minutes.
Last week I asked you about the connection between the Shem Sod and Shem Mackey. Look, we had someone in Shem Mackey.
Exactly.
And Shem makes it.
100%. 100%. Okay, Torah Kuflein Ches. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know. Note that word Da is a warning sign. As Rabbi Zal used to say, that's a cablegram, that's a mivrak from the Olam HaAtzilus. Da, you should know. We're all familiar with cable now, the term cable. Ki tzorich dafka vidui dvorim. A person must have specifically confession. Ki tzorich lefareit es hacheit. A person has to specify in detail the specific sin that they committed. V'tzorich lehizvadais b'diburim b'chol pam al kol ma she'osa. A person has to confess verbally at every opportunity that they have for everything that they did. V'yesh loze menios rabois. Rabbi Nizal says, unfortunately, there are many obstacles to this. For example, lefa'omim nishkach me'itoy hacheit. There are times when a person actually forgets what sins he committed. A person comes to the end of the day, he wants to have a split of this and speak to Hashem, and he wants to apologize for anything that he did wrong that day. And in the time that he's thinking, he misses a couple of things. He doesn't recall. In other words, at the time, he acknowledged that he did a sin. Now, when it comes to confessing to Hashem, it just happens to slip his mind. He forgets one or two items. That's problem number one. V'yesh sheyichbad olav ma'oid. There are those for whom this is very difficult. V'koshiloi lohitzi adibor lehizvadois. And it's very, very hard for him to bring out these words of confession. He feels so embarrassed that it's hard to say it verbally. It's hard to bring it out into words. V'oid menios rabbis. And many, many other types of obstacles in being able to do this. V'tzorich loze simcha shel mitzvah. Rabbi Nizal says, what's the solution to be able to do this? In other words, note, Rabbi Nizal said, ki tzorich dafka, you must do this. You must do this in this exact manner, only it's very difficult. How do you deal with it? Rabbi Nizal said, simcha shel mitzvah, kegoyin chasana shel mitzvah, a wedding, oishar mitzvah besimcha, or any mitzvah that a person does with simcha, that will help him to be zeicha to vidui dvarim. Ki simcha, hi kaima, shleima, meramache vorim, ushesagidim. Simcha is a total organism. It's a total being. What's a good word for kaima in English? An entity? Something like that.
It means a height.
Exactly, I know. But I'm saying, I wonder what the exact English word to be used here. I'm saying everybody understands what we're talking about. It's a klimish, it's a whole being, no, it's a whole unit. Right. That's the way it's being. It's not here, right, you mean right. Used klima aleph, klima beis.
Being,
right? Well,
living,
that's another thing.
Parts of the head, right. And the face, and the body.
Okay. Ki simcha, hi klima shleima, meramach evorim ushsagidim. Simcha is a being which has 248 organs to it and 365 tenons. V'alkein, kishehu someach, oy merakeid, when a person is happy or a person dances, tzorich lirois sheyavur b'chol ha-simcha, meroish v'adekev, the person has to see to it that he should pass through all the levels of simcha, from the head to the feet of this being called simcha. Mehorosh ad hekev, that's Yisrael and Yaakov, this concept of Yisrael and Yaakov that we just spoke about. Ki lefa'omim hasimcha rak baraglin. There are times when a person feels simcha, but it's only in his feet. Ulefa'omim b'lev. There are times when the simcha is in the person's heart. Oy b'hamoichin, or in the moichin. Bechinas v'simchas oylam al reisham. The simcha was al reisham, upon their heads. Ach ikar hasimcha, but Rabbi Nizal says the main concept of simcha is sheyavar b'chol hasimcha, that the person should dive in. In other words, you picture a swimming pool called simcha, which has a head and feet and everything. Person should dive in from the, he should be inside from the head to the toe of this being called simcha. Hayinu b'chol hakoyna sheyesh basimcha. V'tzorich loze mitzvois rabois. And in order for a person to be zeichet, a person has to do many, many mitzvois. We were talking about somebody doing mitzvahs on Shabbos. Ki sheirish nekudois kol ha-mitzvois hi ha-simcha. Because the sheirish of the origin of all mitzvois is simcha. Ki pikudei Hashem yeshorim mesamche lev. The Pasuk says that the mitzvois of Hashem are pure, and they give simcha. They originate from simcha. Simcha, v'chol mitzvah mitaryag mitzvois yesh lo eiver mehasimcha. Each and every single one of the 613 mitzvois has an organ, has related to it an organ of this being called simcha. Kol mitzvah lefi b'chinoso. Each mitzvah, according to whatever it is, according to how it's made up, that's how it relates to an organ within this big organism called simcha. Therefore, if a person chas v'shalom sinned against a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lois saseh, azay kishes saymeach va'oiver va'hilech b'kaimas hasimcha, then when this person gets into a good mood and he gets happy and he enters into this organism called simcha, azay kishepoigeya b'zeho oiver shehu keneged oisa mitzvah she'ovar, then when he starts traveling through this organism called Simcha, and when he reaches the organ that's related to the mitzvah which he sinned against, the person finds it impossible to be in Simcha in that specific place. Because he sinned against that specific mitzvah whose origin, whose hookup is to this organism called Simcha. The adaraba, just the opposite. Geshle daigo shehu hepecha simcha. The person is filled with worry, which is the opposite of simcha. Bebechinas edag mechatosi. I worry because of my sin. Note the sin generates a deficiency in a certain location within the being called simcha. And the sin because of chatosi, that leads to edag, a concept of daigo. Al yideze margish. And therefore, through that the person feels and reminds himself of the sin that he did originally, because he feels a deficiency in a specific location. He can zero in and figure out what type of sin. Was it a sin related to the hands or the feet or the head? Whatever, wherever he feels the deficiency in the simcha. Rabbi Nizal says, Achal yidei ribui hamitzvos, but through doing a lot of mitzvahs, ki afilu poishe Yisrael malei mitzvahs karimoyim, because the Gemara says even the worst sinners are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Al yidei zeh nizbatel hadaigo shelachet hamoinas hasimcha. That's what nullifies this worry of the sin that's generated, that prevents the simcha. Ki riboy oyer hasimcha shel riboy hamitzvos sheloi nislahev umevatel hamaniyos shel hachet. The tremendous light of the simcha, of the multitude of mitzvahs that this person did, that light heats up and fires up and burns out and destroys all the maniyos, all the obstructions generated by the sin that the person did. Va'azai yochay lehisvadais. Once the maniyos are removed, then the person finds it easy to confess. The obstructions from confessing have been taken away. Through vidui dvorim, a person fixes up the oilam hadibur, as is explained in another place. Rabbi Nizal says, ki pigam hachet benefesh. When a person sins, the sin affects the nefesh. V'hanefesh u'bechinas hadibur. The nefesh is a concept of dibur. B'bechinas nafshi yotza bedabroi. My nefesh pours out when I speak to Hashem. V'alkein sorech lehizvadais bedibburim dafka. That's why a person has to seek to it to confess verbally, specifically. Lesakein v'livnois pegam hadibur. To correct and build up the deficiency in dibur. K'moy shekosuv k'huimochen dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take with you words and return to Hashem. Va'ayin b'mokum achar, and look in the other place in Teret Dalid, in the Kudamaran Chelek Aleph, where Rabbi Nizal discusses this topic of vidui dvorim and kuy nochim dvorim v'shuvu Hashem, the concept of vidui dvorim before a Talmud Chacham, and how that builds the malchus of Kiddusha, it's a tikkun for the nefesh. By building up the dibur through vidui dvorim, that's how a person generates a yichud kodesh b'richu shchinte, shenis eirer hakoil de la'ela, venis yached im hadibur. The person arouses the heavenly koil and brings it together with dibur. Now note, we said when a person wants to confess to Hashem, he must bring it into dibur. In order for something to get to dibur, it has to pass through a level before. What comes before dibur? Koil. Koil. Koil is voice. In other words, when I start talking, let's say I'm about to say the word when. What? That's koil. When is Dibur? I bring it, I mitzantzem it, that becomes Dibur. Koil is Zachar.
Do I listen to what I'm saying?
Koil is A, ba!
Just the noise.
It's a sound. Koil is sound. Dibur is speech. Dibur is words, specific words. Koil and Dibur are a concept of Zeranpin and Nukvah Zeranpin. Zachar and Nekeva. The Zachar is the Mashpia. Zachar is the Oyer. The Nekeva is the one which is Tzimtzum, right? Bringing it into letters, constricting it. That's this concept of Koil and Dibur, which is actually Kutche Berichu and the Shechina. How do we know that Koil is Zeranpin?
Six
Kol
Yaakov.
Yaakov is Zeranpin. The Shis is Kohen Shebekona, which is the Vav. But the word, huh? Not the Miloy of Ma, the Achirayim of Shem Ma. Shem Ma, which is Zeranpin. Teferis, the Achirayim of it is Kuflamit. Let's go better, simpler. Zeranpin is six spheres, correct? It's Yisoid plus five other spheres. If we wanted to give a numerical denomination to those five spheres, what would we call them? Yud Kei Vav Keis, Havayas. Five times Yud Kei Vav Kei is 130, plus the Vav. Koil is Kuf Vav Lamed. The Vav stands for the sphere of Yisoid. The Kuf Lamed shows that the Yisoid is Koilel, the five spheres above it. Chesed through through Hoid, which are five times Yud Kei Vav Kei. You understand? So Koil is Zeranpin, Dibur is Nukva de Zeranpin. This concept of the Yichud of Kodshe Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Tzorich His Eirus Tachtoin Hainu Livnois HaDibur. It requires an arousal from below to build up the Dibur. And when there is an arousal below, through the vidui dvarim of a Jew on earth, he arouses the heavenly koil and dibur and brings them together, joins them together. The pasuk says about religious Jews on earth that they are oisei devaroi, they make words. Lishmoya bekoil devoroi. Rabbi Nezal says, V'isa b'zoyar, it is brought in the Zohar Kodosh, Zachyon l'mashmo kolin mele'ela. That tzadikim are zeichet to get to hear heavenly voices. Hashem speaks to them, angels speak to them. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu al yedei oisei devoroi, through the fact that a person makes the dibur. Shemisaknin hadibur, a person is misakin the dibur. Which dibur specifically? The dibur of vidui dvorim. Aidei zeh lishmoya bekoil devoroi. Shenis erer hakoil hisyachid bedibur. The koil is aroused to join together with the dibur. V'zachyan l'mashmo kolen, and these tzaddikim are zeichet to get to hear these heavenly voices. Rabbi Nezal writes, V'yesh boze oid dvorim nifloim. There are many wondrous items about this. Be'inyin shmias kol negino v'kol klezemer, about hearing the voice of someone singing or listening to music. The whole concept of listening to music is all tied into what we said here about bringing about this yichud of kol and dibur, yichud kuchim rechoshinte, all of these items. This is also pshat nepasuk. Sosin v'simcha yimotzebo toida v'koel zimra. Hainu shenimtza b'toich hasosin v'simcha. When a person wants to be zeicha to be found within this organism called sosin v'simcha, how does he do it? Through toida, through bechinas vidui dvarim. Toida is miloshin hoida, giving shevach hoida, thanks, gratitude. Confession is another word for toida, vidui, the koil zimra, and that generates a music, that brings forth a music. So Rabbi Nezal emphasizes in this Torah the significance of vidui dvorim, a person confessing to Hashem verbally, a person trying to enumerate their sins verbally to Hashem, to specify exactly what sins a person did, and by doing this, Rabbi Nezal says that can lead to a true simcha. because Sasa v'simcha yimotzei b'toida b'kol zimra. How is a person zeichet to find Sasa v'simcha? Through toida, through vidui. And at the same time, Rabbi Elazar says the key to vidui is simcha. If you want to be able to confess to Hashem, you must be in a frame of mind of simcha. When you're in atzvus, atzvus is a state of moichin dekatnus. Your brain is narrow. You can't expand. You can't think. You can't talk a lot. Words, mipiv das usvuna. The mouth is a core dump of the brain. Those who are familiar with computers, the mouth is a picture of the brain. It gives a picture of what's in the brain. If the brain is wide, it's in a state of harchava. The mouth can talk freely. If the brain is in a state of tzimtzum, the mouth finds it hard to speak. Simcha is a state of harchava sadas. The more simcha a person is in, the easier it is to speak, especially these most significant type of words, which are vidui dvarim, because this is what leads to actually having the sins removed completely, and it generates this yichud leila. Through your keil and dibur of vidui, you bring about the yichud of the keil and dibur in heaven, the yichud kodesh
baruch hu shechinah. I don't understand. Let's say if you're in late mishpat, you can't be in simcha. I don't mean atzvus. Let's say after you finish, let's say you lift up your then you're in simcha. So, I mean, I don't get the point. You're still in simcha when you're
Leiv Nishbar. You can be in simcha when you're Leiv Nishbar. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal says in Sikh Saran, Leiv Nishbar goes with simcha, and Atzvos goes with absence of simcha, period.
The reason why I asked that question was because it seems like if you be in simcha, it seemed like, you seem to imply this, you're sort of like too haughty, like you're too like confident in yourself. When you're Leiv Nishbar, you know, you're scared, you know, you really fear Hashem, I don't want to do it again, and this and that.
If you recall, we once gave a shir where we mentioned that the Shalach Kodesh asks, there's one pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Yidu es Hashem b'simcha. There's another pasuk which says, Yidu es Hashem b'yira. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that when a person davens to Hashem, his heart should be up to Hashem and his eyes should be turned down. What's going on? The Shulchan Aruch says, what the H is going on? What is simcha is not yira. Yira is not simcha.
And that doesn't mean you lick someone's pussy. It means that you know that the one is divorced, right?
1 second. The Shulchan Aruch says, I'll tell you what it means. It means that you have to feel Leiv Nishbar. You have to feel a feeling of Yira, a feeling of knowing Hashem's the boss, and you're afraid of Him, and you respect Him, and you regret your sin. At the same time that you're feeling low, mitzad yourself. I feel low because I know how bad I am. At the same time, I feel happy because I know not how good I am, I know how great Hashem is. That as low as I am and as bad as I am, there's enough greatness in Hashem to be able to forgive even for what I did, to be able to correct even what I did. And the Shulchan Aruch says that's this concept of Yidu es Hashem b'simcha v'yidu es Hashem b'yira. Person has to keep both things going simultaneously. At the same time that I truly recognize how broken I have to feel and how low I have to feel for what I did, at the same time there's that confident feeling, there's that trust in my closest friend, which is Hashem, that Hashem will never let our relationship go to pieces, just like a good friend. The worst thing you do against him, you could do the worst thing possible, because the friendship is ki azo kamoves av, or koshe kishel kino, because the friendship is so tight, it's so easy to correct it. One, I'm sorry, and the whole thing goes back to normal, like, you did such a horrible thing against the person, you say, I'm sorry with the sincerity, the whole thing is gone. It's like it never happened, the whole bad incident. That's the attitude that we have to have in davening to Hashem. To be able to feel broken up and everything mitzad ourselves, and to be able to feel tremendous simcha mitzad our recognition, our faith in the greatness of Hashem, how great Hashem is.
Let me just say one thing, like, in Mishpatim's Nefesh, King David says, probably says it best. He says it, I think, from the 69th Psalm, the paragraph 13. Hashem, after all I've done, after all I've been through, it's still your will to save me. Now it's not lost, no matter how bad.
100%. That's the soul concept.
You just say that you're not supposed to make it tefillah kva, in other words, you haven't spoken, you're not supposed to make it a set thing exactly.
Correct.
Would you say, though, that this vidui dvarim should be a set part of his tefillah?
Definitely. When we say not to make your tefillah set, we mean don't make up a speech that you repeat every week, every day, that kind of thing. Although, if you can't do anything else, just saying the word Rabbanishlam repeatedly is spectacular. But in general, we say try to come up with new words every day. But that doesn't mean new. The structure is still Shvachai Shalmakim and She'ilas Tzrocha.
Okay.
And among Shvachai Shalmakim and She'ilas Tzrocha is the Shevach to Hashem, that I recognize that Hashem is Meichel v'Seleach, Chanun Hamar b'Lesleach. Marba means that as much as I could do sins, you're not Chanun l'Sleach, you are Marba. Marba means more sins than I can. Marba means more sins than I can.